Light one additional candle, which perhaps teaches us that the Yontif of Chanukah is not just another Yontif that happens to last for a duration of 8 days, but rather is a process, a progression that is building day after day and culminates ultimately towards the end of Chanukah with Zeis Chanukah. Perhaps there are many themes of Chanukah that might fit into this model of a progression, of a process that's building day after day. However, one of the unique features of Chanukah, as opposed to other Yomim Tovim, is that we make a bracha not only on a specific activity of lighting the menorah, which we do that on other Yomim Tovim, on Pesach and Sukkot, eating matzah, sitting in the sukkah, taking lulav. On Chanukah, we also make a bracha on seeing the menorah. It's a birchas haroya as well, which perhaps implies that part of the process, the avodah of Chanukah, is to look at the neiros of Chanukah. And this is reflected by the language of the Haneiros Halalu, which appears, of course, in the Masechta Soferim, that Ein Lanu Rishus, Vishtamish Brahem, the Neiros HaKadosh, we don't have permission to use them, Ela Lir Oysam Bilvad. We only have permission to look at the Neiros of Chanukah. That perhaps implies there it's appropriate for a person to look, to gaze at the Neiros of Chanukah. And writes the Chavos Yoyer, the Shev Yaakov, many others svarim, that a person should not light the Neiros Chanukah and then run out to go to Mariv or even perhaps the Seder. It's important for a person to light the Neiros Chanukah and to bask in the light of the Neiros, to look and to gaze at the Neiros. And perhaps this teaches us that part of the process, part of the avodah of Chanukah, of looking at the Neiros, is for a person to cleanse his eyesight from inappropriate images, that perhaps harmful images that perhaps he's seen throughout the rest of the year. Of course, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that we have to light the Neiros Chanukah Mishetishke Chama Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk, from the time of Shkias HaChama, according to some Tzitzik Chavim, Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk, until there's no more foot traffic found in the marketplace. However, the Gemara continues and identifies specifically the foot traffic Ad Shetichle Rigla the Tarmudoi, when the people from Tarmudoi are no longer found in the marketplace. Why hone in specifically on the people of Tarmudoi? So we're trying to explain this because the people of Tarmudoi sold wood. And the people who sold wood were the last people at the end of the day to leave the marketplace, the last merchants, the kind of closed shop. And therefore, it means you have to the end of foot traffic in the marketplace, even until the time when the people from Tarmudoi are still there. However, the Kashnitzer Maggid explains in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, based on the Gemara a few dapim later, that tells us that the people of Tarmudoi had poor eyesight. Because they live amongst the sands. And therefore, when there was a storm and there was a wind, particles, grains of sand would fly in the air, could get caught in their eyes, and that would, you know, cause their eyesight to become blurry. However, the Marashah comments on that Gemara, of course, that choyo, sand, is milashun chulin, which means mundane, or perhaps in certain contexts, even profane, that they were looking, they had poor eyesight because they were looking at images that were not Dvarim Shebekdusha, but looking at images that were mundane and profane, and therefore their eyesight deteriorated. And continues the Kashnitzer Maggid that perhaps a person has to light Neiros Chanukah, Mishetishke Chama Shetichle Rigla the Tarmudoi, until the foot traffic of the Tarmudoi is no longer found in the marketplace, because the purpose of lighting Neiros Chanukah day after day by adding an additional candle and looking at the Neiros Chanukah is for a person to cleanse his eyesight from the chol, from the chulin, from the mundane, sometimes even profane images that a person has seen throughout the year. And this is so critical, because the Chesed Lavram writes that, in the name of earlier sources, that a person's eyes are the window into his neshama. That is what impacts a person's neshama the most. The Radomska writes in Tiferet Shleima, that's what the Pasuk means in Parashas Vayeshev, when Yehuda is looking for Tamar. So he approaches the people of the city where he found her, says, Ayeha Kadesha Hibo Einayim. Where is the Kadesha who was yesterday on the crossroads? So Adamska writes that we can read it not only Ayeha Kadesha, but Ayeha Kedusha. Where is holiness found in a person's body, most potently, you know, in most concentrated fashion? In a person's eye. Hibo Einayim. It's in a person's eye. Right? So that's why, even if you have a grain of sand, let's say in your ear, you have a grain of sand between your toes, even in your mouth or your nose, it might be a nuisance. But those, you know, organs will be able to continue to function. You'll still be able to hear. You'll still be able to taste. You'll still be able to smell. You'll still be able to walk. But if a person has one grain of sand in his eye, he's not able to see, because the eye is so sensitive to chulin, to mundane and profane images, it's simply unable to function in the same way when there's one grain of sand that happens to be there. Chassam Sofer continues in his drashas. He says, for this reason, whatever a person sees with his eyes becomes almost engraved, you know, in his, whether it's conscious, you know, mindset, but certainly subconscious. It's something, whether he is able to recall it consciously or it's buried somewhere in his subconscious, is recorded somewhere in his mind. It remains there. Whatever you see with your eye remains with you, because the eye, you know, has that window that, you know, is the cockpit, really, of the neshama. And it remains engraved there. But there's one time throughout the year, perhaps, where a person has the ability to reboot. A person has the ability to start with a clean slate, to burn out all of those harmful images. Perhaps that one time throughout the year is on the Yontif of Chanukah. And that's the purpose of looking at the Neiros of Chanukah, the Tichla Rigla, the Talmudoi, to burn out those all those harmful images sometimes that we see throughout the year, which is a process, day by day. It doesn't happen immediately. It's a process, day by day, building one day on the next. The Medrash, of course, tells us that the Golos of Yavin is alluded to in the word Choshech. Ba'aretz ha'isa Sayhu v'Avayhu v'Choshech al p'nei Sahayim. Sayhu v'Avayhu refers to Golos Bavel and Madai. Choshech refers to Golos Yavan. And the Medrash explains, because the Yavanim were Hechshichu Einehem Shal Yisrael, they darkened the eyes of the Jewish people. The Medrash says B'gzeiroi Sehem, but perhaps also with their images that were harmful, that were inappropriate, that darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael. But as we emerge from the Yom Tif of Hanukkah, we emerge now with a clean slate, with a person with a clean neshama. All of the harmful images perhaps a person has seen in the past have been burned out, have been removed by the Neiros of Hanukkah, and we should move forward with that recognition, with that feeling of confidence, but also the feeling of responsibility to make sure in the future to guard our eyes, to protect the neshama from all the different things that are out there, to make sure we're only looking at things, dvarim shebekdusha, because indeed a person's eyes are the window into the neshama.